I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, Matt Willis. How you doing?
Oh, really good, Matt Richardson. How are you?
I'm brilliant, thank you. All the better for seeing you. It's sort of the highlight of my life at the moment.
I have an inkling that that's true.
It absolutely is
true.
Yeah,
it kind of made me think a bit recently. I was like, you know, I'm having a really great time, Matt. This isn't a personal attack in any way, shape or form. Like, I really like spending time with you and I like hanging out with you. I like being your friend.
Oh, thanks.
But I feel like, you know, maybe your life would be slightly improved if you maybe had someone else as well, you know, in it, you know, not just me, you know. So I was thinking maybe, okay, you know, of trying to make you another friend. And if it wasn't a member of his favourite, you know, pop rock band from the noughties, it would maybe be an airline pilot. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, like, I mean, I've never approached an airline pilot. Like, how do you even start that conversation? Like, would they like me back? Like,
well, I'm sure they potentially see you coming, Matt, and run a mile. So I was thinking maybe we could intro you via our listeners, because we have quite a few listeners now and they're listening in. So I was thinking, if any of you out there are an airline pilot or you know an airline pilot, we could maybe set up a line of communication between them and you, Matt Richardson. How do you feel about that?
I don't want to get too excited because I don't want my heart broken. I would love that so much. Like, you know, there's a lot of things that I've had on my bucket list over the years that I want in my social life. One of them was to be friends with a rock star. And I am friends with a rock star now. You know, I've been friends with you. And that's a big tick. Airline pilot's one of the few things left. And I'd die a happy man if that could happen.
Okay, Matt, I'm going to make this happen. Listeners, if you are an airline pilot or you know one, please slip into our DMs and let's make this happen for Matt Richardson. Let's make his life that little bit better. We have the power.
My preference, by the way, would be an Airbus A350 pilot or a 787.
Beggars can't be choosers, Matt. Beggars can't be choosers.
So, on the podcast this week, we have someone that I always love when he's on stuff. He did a show a few years ago called Murder in Successville as a guest, and it was probably the funniest half an hour of television I've ever seen in my life. So I'm really chuffed he's taken some time out to come on the podcast. He's doing Strictly this year. You may know him from Made in Chelsea. He's been on a load of other shows. He's on tons, and he's got an amazing podcast called Private Parts, which is absolutely massive, which you've been on and I've been on as well. It's Jamie Lang.
I'm Matt Richardson, Heat Magazine's Weird Crush of the Year 2014.
And I'm Matt Willis from Busted.
We are Guilty Pleasures, and in our new podcast, celebrities confess what they get up to when no one's watching. And then we decide whether they're good, bad.
Crack on and stop feeling embarrassed about it.
Or bad, bad.
Go straight to bed, no tea, and think about what you've done.
Because if we think it's bad, bad, you know you're a wrong'un.
Matt, can I tell you a very embarrassing story that happened to me? One of the most embarrassing stories, actually, that I think to date that happened to me in the most recent years.
But I cannot wait.
Okay, so I had just, it was a few years ago, and when I was trying to creep up whatever reality star table there is to creep up, and I was trying to creep up this thing, and I had just done Big Brother's Little Brother with your gorgeous wife who was hosting it. Yes. And I thought that we, you know, we were buddy-buddy. I thought that we became, you know, we had a good chat, all those kind of things. And then I was in a restaurant, maybe I reckon 2-3 months after having done the episode. And your wife was sitting in the restaurant as well. And I was with a buddy of mine. And I said, oh, there's Emma Willis. We're friends. And I then, you have no clue.
Oh, no.
I went to the bathroom. And the bathroom, as you get to the bathroom, it has a staircase that you would go around, and there would be like a glass thing here that you could see the stairs going down. I was trying to signal to your wife to say hello. She was in deep conversation with obviously her friends at the table. I was standing on the corner trying to catch her attention. I stood there for about 2 minutes trying to be like, oh, hey. Finally, she looked at me. I casually went, oh, like I'd just seen her. Hey, and walked straight into the glass, trying to go down the stairs.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So if your wife
fucking brilliant.
Ever remembers that, I apologize.
So, Jamie, how do you feel about admitting to your confessions and guilty pleasures?
Matt, I feel more comfortable than anything. I sat there and I thought, I'm going on your podcast. I got to be honest with myself, with you, with the listener, and not kind of go, oh my God, this and that. And I was like, what are my actual guilty pleasures? And I thought, God, am I going to say these? Okay, so these are really and truly my actual guilty pleasures.
Great. So I think we should crack on. What is your first confession?
So my first confession is a simple one. And I think confessions are nostalgic, right? You've got to go back to childhood for a real sort of confession. And I had something called a silky when I was a kid, right? So my silky, I had a big silky and little silky. And big silky was on the end of like a rug type thing. And I had a little silky, which was the other side. And my mum cut them off. And I used to do something called lipping, which is where I used to like lip it like that. They call it lipping. And so actually, do you know what else? Bizarrely, what I used to do with my silkies, which was is almost strange, is when I was a kid, I used to tie one end of my silky to my penis and the other one to the door handle and slam the door shut. And it was really exciting when I was about six. What? So that's what I used to do with silky. But that's not the point of my confession.
Oh, right.
Okay, fine.
So your confession is you still do the penis silky thing?
Sorry. I don't know why I confess that. That's not even the confession.
So what's the confession?
Sorry, got sidetracked by you, Matt Willis. That was the problem. The confession is that because I used to do this lipping with my silky, I now, whenever I wear a tie, I have to do what I call lipping with the end of it. So I love rubbing the end of it. And I could sit on a bus. I could sit at a wedding. I can sit in a meeting, and honestly, it's like holding a stress ball. It's the most relaxing, nostalgic thing I can do. That is my first confession.
So you play with the end of your tie in a reminiscent way of your childhood.
I play with the end of my tie.
And it soothes you and makes you feel safe.
Yeah, so it soothes me, it makes me feel safe, it makes me feel calm, it makes me remind me of at home. And it's just kind of a nice feeling. You know that lots of people have those different kind of emotions, like whatever it is. Mine is this silky. I little silky and big silky. I love them more than anything. Honestly, I remember when we nearly lost them once and it was like the world had ended. So my tie brings me back to that lipping of my silky.
Is silky a posh word for blankie?
Yeah. You hit the nail on the head there. Okay. It totally is. It was a piece of silk. What mother gives a child some silk? Expensive silk.
You say that.
I mean, it's definitely heading towards the finer things in life, isn't it? You know, it's my son is going to go far.
Well, you know, the more you talk about this, I just think it's so harmless. It's so kind of something that you can do to make yourself feel better that doesn't impact anyone else. Mm-hmm. It feels like without this, you wouldn't be as good a person almost. This is a part of the reason you're so relaxed all the time, because you are quite a relaxed guy, is because you've got this outlet.
Yeah, it's because I've got, all of my anger and my energy goes into my lipping of my tie. And that's why I don't go around as being a freak, because I go, it's all right, I've got my tie with me. Some people have a cat, some people have a dog, I just have my tie and it relaxes me.
Yeah. I mean, I've heard of things like this, and that like a friend of mine has this thing where he sticks a flannel in his mouth, Like, I forget what he calls it, God. But like, multiple nights out, we come downstairs and he'd be there with this flannel in his mouth poking out a little bit in his pants, with his hand down his pants and a bucket of KFC in front of him. Oh, and that was, that's troublesome. That's worrying, you know. And also, I mean, there was multiple things worrying with that situation. But
I'm surprised you haven't named him. You normally do, Matt, name your friend. Before
it's Rich.
Horrific.
It's Rich. You know Rich. Yeah, you know Rich. Yeah. So he's, oh my God, what's it called? It's not Bitty. It's something like that.
It's something like that. It normally is. It normally ends with an I.
Yeah,
whatever
silky,
it is. It's
Bitty.
Normally
yeah,
silky,
yeah.
Bitty, so, Stiffy, Smithy.
Yeah.
My cat does something like
sniffer rag. They call them sniffer rags, don't they? Yeah, yeah.
Sniffer
rag. I think that's his sniffer rag.
That sounds like a shop in Soho that you can go into and just call, "Hey, you want a sniffer rag?"
With like the world's largest supply of poppers.
Yeah. Shit. If there was a shop called Sniffer Rag, I would honestly be clucking at the outside of it. I'd be all over that. Oh, there he is, a sniffer rag again.
Waiting outside for it to open.
Right. So this is pretty harmless, we think, Matt. What do you think? What do you think about this? Is this good, bad, or bad? Bad.
I think this is really harmless. I think we all have these things inadvertently, if we know them or not, that soothe us, that remind us of being young and remind us of our mums, ultimately. That's what it's all about. So I think everyone's got one, even if they don't know. So I think this is good, bad.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I think it's... I don't have any problem with this. Like you say, I don't have anything like this. But I know lots of people that
you're
do.
Such
so I
a
think
man.
This is good.
You're
bad.
Such a man. You don't have to.
No, I was just a deprived child. I was just a deprived of love. You know.
You're just throwing like a jacket potato skin. Play with that.
Yeah, exactly. Jamie, can we please have your next confession?
Yeah, of course you can. Okay, so my next one is a little bit odd, but again, it's a good one. I love, and love is a big word, but I'm going to say love. I love watching people clean.
Okay, is this sort of like an upstairs downstairs thing? You kind of go, do your cleaning.
No, it's not the sense of empowerment I have over someone if I order them to clean. It's not that. It's more the fact.
Okay.
God, I'm so happy I can control you, and make you clean. No, it's not that. It's not some sadistic thing. It's more the fact that what I get such satisfaction, and I can't even begin to tell you about people cleaning. You know, I remember we used to do exams at school in this big exam hall, and the whole roof was glass, right? And it was like my maths GCSE, and I wasn't very good at maths, and I was like, this is going to be a hard one. I came into the room, we had to sit down like everyone does in the exam hall. They went, okay, right, 3, 2, 1, begin. And as I was about to begin, I looked up, and they had window cleaners doing all the things on the roof. And I went, oh, I'm fucked. I went, I'm fucked. I can't, that's it. I'm done. I can't do anything. Because honestly, I just sit there and watch them do it.
That is satisfying as well.
It's just...
Window cleaners is really satisfying.
Oh, isn't it good? You know, when they get... They had this special technique. Yes, that's it. Special, and then when they get the little corners...
In lockdown, I did buy window cleaning stuff. Oh, yeah. I was no good at it, though, compared to them. So what started this?
I don't know what it was. I think because I got a couple in here, then my next one or one after that is sort of the same thing. I get a real delight and satisfaction out of people who are doing something that they seem to enjoy. That sounds weird, but it's not the same, but I kind of get the same thing. So if I watch someone like playing on guitar, right? Like I like that because they're enjoying doing what they're doing. I like people doing something that they enjoy. And for some reason, cleaning really ticks the bucket. It just has everything. It has everything you need. It's like a Swiss Army knife of dissatisfaction. It has everything throwing at you like, oh my God.
So when you were young and you're like watching Mary Poppins, there's a man with a brush, and that's really satisfying. Do you wish that, you know, is that the point of reference that started? You're watching those films, you're going, oh, they burst into song, it's amazing. That could happen in real life.
Yeah, I think it started, we would have a cleaner who kind of came to our house, and she was sort of part of the family. She was called Pat. And Pat and I would always skip school as a kid. I would always pretend I was ill. I was the kid who always had an earache, always had, like, you know, earache is a great one to get out of school with because you can't test it. So I'd always, yeah, can't test the earache. I got one.
That is genius. Why didn't I think of that? Earache's brilliant.
Yeah.
I used to just put my head under a pillow to try and give myself a temperature.
I used to sit with my head against the radiator. I'd sit there with my head against the radiator as long as I possibly could without it burning. So I'd go downstairs and go, quick, this, my head, it's really hot.
Listen, you try and do that, but what happens is that you quickly realize that your head cools down too quick. An earache, what can they do? They go,
exactly,
yeah, do they say, do you actually have an earache? And you go, prove it that I don't. Prove that I don't. Like, oh,
yeah, prove that I don't have an earache.
Prove that I don't have an earache. Go on, prove it. So I used to do that, and then our cleaner would come over and...
Pat.
The cleaner would come, and she would clean. And back in the day, when we were younger guys, there wasn't that much daytime TV on. I mean, there was Home and Away, and that was pretty much it. So I would sit and watch my cleaner clean, and I think that satisfaction of being not at school and watching my cleaner clean really trumped it for me.
I imagine there's nothing worse than being a cleaner and having an 8-year-old watching you clean the house.
Yeah. Wasn't eight, was five. Yeah. So I was literally 5 years old. Even creepier, just following around.
Would you go
back to the point when you said that you enjoy watching someone do something that they enjoy? Mm. I'm not sure if Pat enjoyed it.
I don't think. You know,
I'm not sure how much enjoyment that cleaning gave her. Have you thought about that?
Yeah, we're probably making a big generalization, but I think if you're a cleaner and you enjoy clearing up other people's mess, I'm just not sure it's what you always want
to
do.
I like cleaning.
You like cleaning?
Yeah.
Yeah, but
I love
cleaning.
Matt,
do you like cleaning other people's houses?
No, but you know what? I would do it. But mostly because I'm fucking nosy, so that's why I would want to clean other people's houses, is so I could see how everyone else lives. Like, I do ask our cleaner, I do ask her about other people's houses because she cleans a lot of people that we know. Like, there's about 5 or 6 other people we know, and I'm like, how do they live? Tell me everything. What is their? We've got one friend.
Found
she used
in
to
their clean, drawers
she used
next
to
their
clean,
bed.
A real partier that we were friends with, she used to clean their house twice a week, and we're like, what's it like? And she was like, fucking carnage, mate. Like, and when she would tell us about everything she finds there after they've had these massive parties.
She's like a whistleblower. You've got some, like, insider trading going on. What is this?
I've stopped asking since GDPR has come in. Like, you're not allowed to know anymore. But I'm just nosy. So that's why I'd want to clean other people's houses. But I do get massive satisfaction when the house is spotless and I've done it. More so than watching my cleaner do it.
Jamie, do you like cleaning? Is this like do you get satisfaction from doing it yourself, or is it just watching other people?
I don't get any satisfaction out of doing it. It's just watching other people do it. It's just so ridiculous.
Are you sure there's not a secret empowerment part of this?
I don't think it is the fact that I'm saying I have paid you to clean and that's what satisfies me. No, it's just more the fact that I just enjoy. The smaller the nook, the smaller the cranny, that's the more exciting. So I just make really, like, dirty corners and watch them clean. It's so sordid.
Have you ever done anything like left a specific mark somewhere?
No.
Like, to test the cleaner?
No, but when the window cleaner came on, and there was in my house, there was like a boiler room with a window, and it was really dirty.
Yeah.
I stood in the boiler room pretending I was looking at the boiler because I wanted to watch and clean the window. I knew it was dirty. God, it was a dirty window.
This is going to be great.
Yes. This is going to be good.
As they clean it, the cleaner it gets, the more they see of you staring back at them.
Pretending to look at a boiler. Yeah.
Exactly. Flicking your tie. Like this.
Are you quite clean, Matt?
Personal hygiene, I'm big on. But my house, I'm just... no. In fact, I've had... I had two cleaners in the past quit on me because it was just too much hard work. Like, when I used to live in, I lived in Maida Vale for a few years, and it was like in the glory days, you know, like towards the end of like 2004, no, sort of beginning of 2004 to 2006, And my life was madness. And it was a real party house. And we didn't have a cleaner for like 6 months, and the place was just a fucking mess.
Just didn't bother with anything.
Like, my flatmate did some things every now and again, but not a lot. And then I got a cleaner because I realised, oh, you can get someone to clean. Brilliant. I was like, great. So I got someone in. They quit after 2 weeks.
Two weeks.
They came around once. I said, I'm really sorry, we've had a party. A really terrible start. I'm so sorry. And they were like, oh, it's okay, I understand. But then the next week it was like that again. And they were like, so they quit. It's the same party. Then another one start, and they didn't come back the second week.
Really? Oh my God.
I'm not very good at that. I've got better.
I'm such a fan of cleaning. Like, I can understand why watching someone clean, if you're a bit of a voyeur, would be like a weird sexual satisfying thing, because I think having a clean house is better than sex. Fine, sex with me. It's better than sex with me. And that's the only sex I've ever had, so...
Jamie, like, when you go to a hotel, right, do you like... have you ever watched the cleaner come in your room in the hotel? And watch them do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no doubt. You can. You don't have to pay for them. Well, you are kind of paying for them, but they you know,
And they're very good as well, aren't they? Hotel cleaners.
God, it's just it's amazing. It's the most satisfying kind of process. Just watching these people clean and just get them. And also, you know, hotel rooms are interesting because you don't know the room that well. You've just moved in, so it's kind of fun to watch what they have to clean. And it's just mirrors. The big ones are mirrors and windows. Mirrors and windows. And if you get a big shower, that's a big glass shower, you know you're in for a real good time. You've got the mirror in the bathroom wall, and then you've got the shower straight afterwards. Oh my God, you're there for a while. It's unbelievable.
So how do you watch someone do that without them being weirded out?
Easily, you just sit and watch.
To begin with, I thought this was kind of quite normal, just a satisfying thing. But then that last comment has made me think this is actually a bit weirder than it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's all pretty weird. I like watching people clean. I mean, that's odd.
Yeah.
That is odd.
Have you ever met Kim Woodburn, Jamie?
No, I've never met Kim Woodburn. But I don't think that would... Do you think I would love her because she loves cleaning?
Oh my God, you'd fucking love her. I can imagine you two.
I really just love it.
Be a real weird dynamic between the two of you.
Yeah, I would. Because also, we would...
Is she doing Strictly?
She's not doing Strictly, unfortunately.
Right,
if she was, holy smokes.
It's a marriage ender, that is.
Strictly Curse is going to happen. Here we go.
Oh, Kim Woodburn.
And a feather duster. Well, is she going to town?
So I'm not sure how I feel about this either now. I kind of, at the beginning, I thought this was like, oh, you just like watching someone do their job well. But I think there's more to it than that.
Let's work out what we think about this one. You know what, Matt?
Yes.
I'm right on the edge. I'm right on the edge of thinking that this might be a bit too weird, but I'm just at the point where I still think it's good bad, but only just.
Well, I mean, if there was any kind of foul play on Jamie's behalf during these cleaning watching sessions, then it would be a bad for me. But there isn't. It's all internal. It's all internal. So if anything,
thank you.
It's just it doesn't seem that bad to me. I can't give it a bad because there's nothing.
No.
He's not hurting anyone else, and he's also not hurting himself. He's enjoying this, and no one else is getting hurt from it.
You know what though? But like, the more you talk about it, I'm going to go right. I think if you're going to watch them, I think being watched doing anything is really off-putting.
You're right. It is.
Like, it's really weird, isn't it? So, I don't know. I'm really on the fence. I'm going to go
and
bad.
And also,
bad,
if you're the cleaner... Well, I'm just putting myself in the cleaner's head. She's getting paid to be there whilst the guy who's paying her watches her do it. It's probably a little bit weird for her. I'm going to go bad.
Yeah, it's bad.
So you can't be twisted like that. You can't just be twisted like that.
It's bad.
Matt, that is so weak of you to just be manipulated and peer pressured into a bad. Way more. What are you doing? It's not bad. What are you talking about?
It's,
He's a family man.
Shoves
he's got
a rug in his mouth
it.
And eats KFC with his hands down his pants. Rich is bad.
Yeah, Rich would be bad all over the place. Rich is bad all over the place. But there is something a bit different about this. It's not quite as clean cut as it seems. I think.
Which Jamie would love.
Yeah, exactly.
It was
yeah, so it's so you've got a bad bad, Jamie.
I'm going to go bad. So because you've got a bad bad, we have to give you something to do as penance for this bad bad. Like, you don't have to do it necessarily now, but, you know, what we're going to get you to do is, next time your cleaner's round, just offer to clean her house for her and get her to watch you. That's what you've got to do. And if you do that, then you'll be absolved of the guilt of this.
Okay.
It's as simple as that. And feel free to update us about it. You have to go, like, I don't know how you'll do it. How will you approach your cleaner about this?
My cleaner will think I'm a psycho if I say to her, by the way, I confess that I really liked watching you clean, and the guys I did a podcast with said that is a bad bad. So in order to remove all of the sins, I now need to clean your house. She'll go, fuck off, you're crazy. I'll see
you
later.
That makes you also, way more crazy. I don't think it clears it up. I think it makes it worse. I think what if you offered for her to just sit down and relax and watch you clean your apartment?
I think that's even creepier.
Yeah. You just sit down, have a lovely time. I'll show you how it's done.
That is like going to a masseuse and saying, you lie down, I'll give you a massage. And they'll go, you creep and get out.
Wait, is that not how that works?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Let's have your next confession, please, Jamie.
Okay, so my next confession is, it's pretty relaxed. This is a chilled one. I think a lot of people do this. I'm not nervous about saying it again. This one is, I like brushing my teeth in the shower, but with the lights off.
Why are the lights off?
Listen, I'll tell you why the lights off. The lights off are a good thing because it's calming, it's relaxing. When you wake up in the morning, especially when it's winter nights and it's dark outside, a bit too much light is a bit annoying. So you kind of just warm yourself into it. You get into the shower, it's nice and hot. You're, again, killing two birds with one stone. You get to brush your teeth. It's dark in there. It's relaxing. It's soothing. It's sort of meditation sort of style. That's why I like it. It's just an all-round great way to brush your teeth in the morning.
You brush your teeth in the shower. That's like a thing people do.
Yes.
Lots of people do this.
Do you do that?
No, I don't do it. I think it's fucking weird. People have...
You get hot water in your mouth.
People have like special toothpaste and toothbrush holders in their shower.
Okay, Matt Willis, I reckon you like baths.
I do like a bath. Not too often, though. Maybe twice a week.
You're sitting in your mess. You're sitting and bathing in like your mess. That's way worse than brushing your teeth in the shower. But you sit in your own mess.
Don't turn this on me, Jamie.
You're a pig.
You're a pig.
So you have never brushed your teeth in the shower, Matt, right?
No. No, no,
I've done it a few times.
What? Why? Mm. I mean,
because I wanted to see what it was all about. Like James Bourne from Busted does it every day. Like he's well, I say every day. James Bourne doesn't shower every day, but when he does shower, he brushes his teeth because it's like just a quick thing to do. It kind of kills two birds with one stone.
There you go.
It's a time saver.
But it isn't a time saver because you can't wash yourself and brush your teeth. So you're just standing in the shower for longer.
Yes, you can.
Yeah.
You've got two hands. You don't brush yourself with both hands. You don't swap over. Yeah. Brush your teeth with your right hand, wash with your left, bish bang bosh, you're out. There you go.
Bish
bash bosh.
I haven't even gotten onto the fact it's in the dark, but
this is the thing. This is what changes it for me, because I know a lot of people do this. They brush their teeth in the shower. It's a big thing. But mm-hmm. why in the dark?
Do you ever have a bath in the dark? Have you ever had a bath in the dark?
I might light a candle here and there.
There you go. Exactly the same. What's the difference between a shower?
Everything. Ooh. It's like it's just a vertical bath.
There is nothing different. There's nothing.
There's a lot of difference.
It's far safer. You're in a bath.
Also, a shower is supposed to wake you up, right?
What? No, shower is like a relaxing time.
A shower is meant to wake you up.
What's a bath meant to do?
No, it's not.
Really?
No, they're both meant to clean
you.
Relax you. They're meant to clean you. That's what they're meant to do. A bath, there is no reason for a bath. There's no reason whatsoever. You get into it, you sit in it, you get a bit too hot.
I disagree.
No, you get frustrated.
A bath for me is a complete personal challenge. I make it as hot as humanly possible without turning my skin red, right? And I get into that. So I don't put any cold water, just the hot tap. And I put Epsom salts in, so it's like really murky, and loads of them. And I'll sit in there, put a timer on for 20 minutes and achieve something by staying in there. That's what my bath is.
That is mental. The only challenge...
No, it's not. It's fantastic. I win. The bath.
No, it's not. The only challenge anyone has when they get into a bath... The only challenge anyone has when they get into the bath is trying not to piss in it. Because it's impossible not to get in a bath and not need a pee. It's impossible. Even if you've gone just before. Enough. That's the only challenge you have to overcome.
And then you can't go out and use the toilet because sitting on the loo when you're wet and naked is the weirdest feeling in the
horrible.
World.
That's horrible.
That's really weird.
That's horrible.
Like when you get in a bath or when you get in a shower and you need a poo and you're like, oh, I'm wet now. And you sit there soaking wet having a shit. It's the worst feeling.
I tell you what's weirder. I went to Sotto Grande recently over the summer and there's a bar, there's this club that they all talk about that we went to. I went to this club. I went to the men's bathroom. There was no loo seat on the men's loos. I was like, well, that's weird. I went to the bar and asked where the loo seat, why is there no loo seat? And they hand it to you at the bar and you have to take it.
What?
You have to take it to the loo over your shoulder through the restaurant. That is mental.
What?
Yeah.
What, to tell everyone I'm going for a shit?
I'm going for a shit. Because you can't sit on the loo without the loo seat. It's impossible. It's the rankest thing in the world.
I mean, Rylan Clark would disagree with you.
Yeah. We had Rylan on.
Porcelain.
What?
He doesn't use loo seats.
He doesn't use a loo seat. No, he sits directly on the porcelain.
You should go to jail for that. That should be a criminal crime. You should go to jail for that.
That image
that
pops
weird.
In my head every now and again as well, when of Rylan perched on the edge of the toilet bowl.
6'12" of him.
Yeah. Perched like this.
Like Slenderman having
all
a dump.
All limbs.
Slenderman having a dump.
So back to the dark thing. Is there anything else that you do in the dark?
No, I get in my shower. Sometimes, like you, I light a candle. I get my toothbrush, my electric one that's waterproof, Philips, lovely. I put my toothpaste on it. I get into the shower and I just think about how great it is that I have made the decision to have a shower in the dark with my toothbrush because I'm just completing life. That's what I think.
So wait, is this in the morning?
Yeah, in the morning. Sometimes in the evening, I like to do it. It's just calming. I don't know. You know,
talk me through your morning routine. Why do you need this darkness?
Okay, so
morning
routine. I normally get up at around. I probably my alarm goes anything between 6:30 and 7:30. That's probably when I get up. So I get up.
Okay.
A little bit tired in the morning. I have that like puffy face. I get like you've been stung by bees. Normally have that. So I wake up. I'm now doing stretches. So I wake up in the morning, I do stretches. Apparently that's quite good. I've started to do, everyone keeps saying you should do the, I reckon Matt Willis, you do this, the gratification in the morning. Oh my God, I'm happy for this. I'm happy for that.
Yeah, 100%.
There you go. Yeah. Okay. So I'm trying to do that as well. So
my morning journal.
I then go into my bathroom. I look at myself in the mirror. I then turn, and if the mirror is like one of these little lights, it's like a, you put your hand underneath and it just start, it lights up. It's like a clap light, but different. I turn that off. I then get my toothbrush, my Philips toothbrush is on charge on the right-hand side. I pick it up, I know it's charged. I get my Sensodyne whitening toothpaste. I put it onto my toothbrush. I then walk to the shower. I turn the shower on. I then turn the lights off to the main. I then get into the shower, steamy, shut the door, and sometimes I even sit on the ground while brushing my teeth in the shower. Lovely.
Not in the pitch
black. Yeah, lovely. Lovely. you know when you go to like the... Do you remember when you used to go like as kids, or even now, to like the Natural History Museum or the Science Museum, and you used to go into that room where you could lie on the ground and it would be silent and it'd be like the space room or whatever it was. Ah, just divine. Yeah. That's what I think of whenever I have my shower in the morning or in the evening in the dark.
But... I'm not trying to turn my bathroom into a sensory deprivation tank. that's not what I'm trying to achieve. Like every
morning.
Yeah, but
that's because what it is, Matt? It's because you can't switch off. We can. Me and Matt Willis can switch off. You can't.
I wake up. I think, oh, another one of these. Brilliant. And then. Fucking,
what, a day?
Yeah.
Another one of these bloody things, a day.
I didn't die in my sleep, shame, and then just do my thing.
Hey, at the moment, I've been challenging myself in the shower as well recently.
Oh,
so
God.
Now I am at the very end of my shower every day. I have to stand for as long as I can with just the cold on. So I finish washing myself and then I turn it just to cold and I stand there for as long as I possibly can. I've only got like 62 seconds so far.
You're
but it is
a
agonizing.
Psycho.
Why
You're
do you try and win everything?
You're a psycho.
But no, because you should be able to build up to 2 to 3 minutes, apparently. That's what like the that's what like really cool people do.
Yeah.
So. Cool people.
Who is the really cool person? Is it Ray Nears? Who is it?
What do you think about this?
Do you know what? I mean, the thing is, I don't have a problem with it. It's not, there's nothing bad about it. I know loads of people that brush their teeth in the shower. The fact that it's dark, you just don't want to make it an abrasive morning, right? You don't want to kind of make it like too much of a shock in the morning. You want to kind of like ease into your day, you know, which is against everything that I'm about. I'm about like, get up, boom, you know, but I don't have a problem with it. I think this is okay. It's good bad to me.
I have to say bad. I disagree with you on this one.
Oh my God, get out of here.
Really? Right, wow.
Yeah, I find
it really affects you, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'm all about like, I'm not very good with anything that's out of the box of what I deem normal.
Yeah, it's a big box as well. It's a big fucking box. Right, Matt, so I'm going to set you a challenge. I think you should, you need to try this tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Okay, you need to wake up in the morning, you need to go into your shower, you need to turn the lights off and you need to brush your teeth. Maybe sit on the floor as well.
And you have to Instagram it. You have to Instagram it to prove you've done it.
I absolutely will. I haven't showered yet today. I'll do it this afternoon. I'll have it. And you know what? I can dim my lights in my bathroom as well on my phone. So I'm going to do that for the first time.
I love how you put on my phone. They're very posh.
That is very posh.
I'm going to go in the bathroom. I'm going to turn the lights off. I'm going to put a candle on. And I'm going to brush my teeth while I shower this afternoon.
Lovely. Scented candle if you have one.
I'll do the same.
And you know what? I'll do a video and I'll put it on Instagram when this goes out.
Jamie, can we have your next confession, please?
Next confession. This is very much like the second confession, but I love watching people look at... I love watching going to art galleries and watching people look at art or watching people go through magazines in a waiting area of like a dentist or a hairdresser's. Love it. That's just a... It's another one. Just watching people do these things. I love it. Because, and I'll tell you why, because you're going to ask me why is this, and I'll tell you why this is. Firstly, the art gallery one, it's because it's again goes back to the same thing. They're interested in it. They're absorbing some information. They don't know about that piece of art. They like what they see. They're interested in that kind of interest and that kind of the sort of beauty of these people engaging with these things for some reason completely satisfies me inside. I just love watching people do it.
Oh, right. So my initial thought was Because you're watching them go, like, be dickheads about it.
No.
Because when I watch someone looking at, I'm like, you don't know what you're fucking looking at. Are you
doing those pretend
interesting faces?
I like that because what they're doing is that they're getting their own interpretation of it. They're getting their own interpretation of what they're looking at and what they're feeling. And I love that, that their experience is totally different to someone else coming over and looking at it. That's amazing that they can do that. And it's so, I can sit in an art gallery all day. The best thing that I ever have is when you go into the parks or something like that and you see someone painting like the pond or like a view, and you see them painting on the side. I could sit and watch someone paint for hours. Just so satisfying and lovely.
The thing is, like, because you're watching these people doing sort of normal things, like in an art gallery or reading a magazine in a waiting room, like, these are all classic ways that spies meet up. Are you ever worried that you're gonna sort of rumble MI6?
Well, because I suddenly see like the Thomas something happening, and it's like some sort of Thomas Crown affair going on. No, I don't think that's going to happen. I just honestly
abort, mission abort. Yeah,
that bloke from Maine and
Jamie Lang spotted us.
From Maine and Chelsea's watching us.
No. He's a perfect spy. You wouldn't expect him. You are, Jamie. I wonder if you secretly
do you
are
a spy.
Do you?
I'd be the shittest spy in the world. I would no ways be Matt Rick. Richardson would be a spy. He likes cleaning things up. He likes doesn't leave a trace anywhere. You're the perfect spy. It's just about the satisfaction of people learning stuff. I really like watching people absorb things. Again, it goes back to the same thing, watching someone play an instrument or taking a photograph or painting or looking at art galleries. It's the same thing combined into one. I just love it.
I think the difference here between the two of you is, Jamie, you've always struck me as a very glass half full kind of guy. I think you find a lot of wonder and joy in the world, whereas Matt Willis, I think you think the world's a bit bullshit, and you're always just like, oh fucking hell, what's the point of that? So I think that's the difference here. Is
you're fucking wine tasting? They're all taste the same. Piss off.
Exactly. Yeah. Whereas Jamie's like, if you enjoy it, great.
Yeah. But actually, weirdly, as you get older, that kind of thought process does come into your mind where you go, well, what is the point of that? Why are you tasting wine? It's all the same. Why are you wearing those brands? They're all the same. Like, that does happen. But I think that's a sort of, it becomes a sort of pessimistic way to look at stuff. And it's very easy to go down that road. So you try and draw yourself back from it. But I tend to do that sometimes as well.
Do you ever find, Jamie, because you're watching people enjoy the things, you're missing out on the thing itself?
No, because I don't mind so much. Like, I don't know too much about art. I know a little bit. I just enjoy other people watching it and looking at it and absorbing it. It's simply that. I don't mind about...
Is it their enjoyment that you enjoy?
It's their inquisitive towards it. It's their kind of interest into it. It's not their enjoyment so much. It's their sort of thought process behind it, and their body language and their movement and the fact that they move closer to the picture because I think they're going to see more, and then move away, and all of that. I just love it. It's great.
So what about the magazines? Like, you're not talking about Heat magazine.
No, I don't know. Again, the same thing. It's people. I think we all have like our daily lives that we do, right? And we have our jobs, and it's kind of a break from that sort of from reality. You kind of look through a magazine or you look at an art picture. It's kind of the same thing. It's that break from reality and watching people do it and thinking what their thought process is and watching their movements. I just enjoy it. And also, everyone, like, I do this thing if I go on the tube, right, I always do this thing where I look at people's shoes. You look at people's shoes and you guess what type of person they're going to be. So you look at their shoes and you go, okay, and you try and guess their hair color, what they're going to look like, everything about them. And you then look up at their face and see if you're anything right. It's a great game because you can tell so much about...
That is a great game.
It's a great game.
I would like that game.
Yeah.
That's
it's
a
so
great
sweet.
Game.
And you get surprises.
I bet. So do you think you've ever sat in a waiting room, right, and someone has been reading a magazine in front of you and read something about Jamie Lang? To look up from the magazine to see Jamie Lang staring them in the face. Do you think that's ever happened?
I don't know if that's happened in a way. It happened on a flight once. It happened on a flight where the person in front of me was...
Really?
Yeah. I was so embarrassing. I was Heat Torso of the Week. And listen,
Yes!
And I was a little overweight.
That's the difference between you and I.
My torso was not looking that fresh. And she was sitting in front of me.
Have you? I hate that. It is that weird thing, isn't it? Of like, and you like, what if she'd have commented on it to a friend, being like, "Well, he's let himself down." That'd have been awful.
Yeah.
You'd have had to have said that.
Yeah, I have.
I really love this. I think it's actually really nice that you get so much enjoyment from the world and other people. I think it's quite wholesome, actually.
Thanks, buddy. Yeah, I love that.
Do you know what? I've just had an idea, right? Have you ever thought about getting behind one of those paintings with the eye holes cut out? And you could be there with your eyes. You could really see what
that is a real voyeur. Like, that's what behaving. They do in like motels. That's
see what they're looking at. Should be right up your street.
Yeah. I like the difference between Matt and I there. I say it's wholesome, and Matt makes it creepy. So, what do you think about this, Matt?
I think this is harmless. I think this is good, bad. Like, I enjoy people watching quite a lot. I can't wait to play the shoe game, the shoe guessing.
It's amazing. It's amazing. It's amazing.
That's really, really good.
Yeah. You do it anywhere.
But yeah, like, I enjoy watching people experience things.
Yeah.
I get quite a lot out of that. So I'm with him on this. I do like it.
I think not only is this good, bad, I think this is inspiring for anyone listening, because we should all get a bit more enjoyment in our fellow human beings and be happy that they're getting something out of the world. So I think people listening are going to look at themselves and try and be a bit more like Jamie Lang. So I think this is good, bad as well. Jamie. Can we have your next confession, please?
Okay, so my final confession. Now, this one is a slightly left field. I think a lot of people would admit it if... thing is, I'm admitting it. I think a lot of people would agree with me, but they probably go, no, I never do that. You ready for this? I enjoy the smell of my butt.
Sorry, would you repeat that?
Can you just say that again?
I thoroughly enjoy...
Sorry, Jamie. Could you say,
thoroughly enjoy the smell of my butt. Now, let me just quickly say something.
Absolutely fantastic.
Let me just say...
No, end of podcast. Thank you very much.
Sorry, that was Jamie Lang on the episode this week.
But I don't like the smell. It's not the smell of poop. That's not what I like. I like the smell of it's sort of slightly sweaty, slightly half a day old, like a bum crack smell. I like the smell.
Okay.
Of bum crack.
Can you describe the smell?
Yeah, it's kind of like a smell of it's slightly sweaty. It's slightly pungent. It's almost tangy. Oh my god!
like a good mature cheddar.
I was talking to my friend the other day, and we were talking about different things, and he sort of said, I'm becoming quite sexually kind of charged at the moment. I went, really? And he said, yeah. And I said, well, what do you mean? He said, well, you know, I quite like at the moment sort of, you know, experiencing the sort of cunnilingus of the backside. And I went, really? And he went, yeah, the only problem is you have to get through the bum vinegar first and then it's okay.
Oh, my God.
the bum vinegar.
But the bum vinegar is what you like.
I quite like the bum vinegar. Yeah, I like the bum vinegar.
You like the bum vinegar. Yeah.
Now, can you describe to me? Can you just...
It's such a good explanation. It's so good.
So that... can you just talk us through how you would procure this smell to enjoy? Like, how do you smell it?
How do you sample it?
So my girlfriend has noticed it recently. So what I'll do is I will most likely look like I'm going for a scratch, and then my hand will come up and I will almost brush the end. It's like a flick of the end of the nose.
And that's a very European.
And that's a good enough hit for the next few hours. That's right.
but if you are on your own, you really give it a whack.
Yeah, really give it that.
Right, interesting.
Are there certain activities where you will then go smell your bum purposefully after it because you know it's going
to
be good?
I think not too much. Like if it's been a big workout, you kind of probably want to stay away. But just, you know, when you've probably been running down the street to catch like a train or something like that, that's always a good place to start if you're going to start
So there is a turning point where it becomes
There's definitely a turning point. There's definitely a
where it's corked.
You don't want it corked at all. You also want to make sure that I'm quite a clean person, hence why I shower and brush in the dark. But I'm quite clean in that way. So it's definitely clean down there. It's just bum vinegar.
Gives off a smell.
It's just the smell
of bum vinegar.
Bum vinegar. Yeah.
Yeah. When your girlfriend noticed this, did you admit to her what you were doing?
I didn't for a while, and then it became
smelling your ass crack.
Smelling your ass crack. Honestly, if you asked her, she would say, "What's the weirdest thing he does?" And she would say, "Smelling his ass crack." That's what it would be.
Weirdest thing she knows about.
Weirdest thing I've told her. She doesn't know about me tying my silky to the door.
Do you ever feel like it's something that you will eventually have to stop, or is it here to stay?
I think it's here to stay. 31 years old, it's here for good. It's not going anywhere.
I'm going to admit to something here as well, I think. I'm going to admit to something. I don't do the bum, but what I do is, you know the bit where your legs meet at the top, that kind of like each side, that little gap? I sort of pull my hand through it like it's a credit card in a credit card reader, and then smell the finger.
Oh God, that is just vile. For some reason, like, that's so much worse.
No, it isn't. It's no.
But you're like sick.
My sort of like
you
my groin sick. Vinegar.
You're sick.
How has this turned on me? Fuck you. I'm trying to share this through solidarity, and I've regretted it instantly.
Don't admit that, psychopath. That's so gross.
Yeah, you took it too far, Matt. You took it too far.
You're sicko. You're a sicko. That's all I can say. You're a sicko.
Well, fuck. Well, there we go. That's what a way to end this. So, do you do this? Do you smell your own ass, Matt?
I don't smell my ass. No. My hands are always down my pants, so I smell my balls occasionally. But I'm not really. I'm not a fan, nor am I disgusted by it.
Yeah,
I don't really.
There we
care.
Go. So it's
you're neither.
It's not bad.
It's neither here nor there. Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to say it's good bad because I do something similar, but worse, apparently.
Yeah, I'm going to say it's good bad because it's not like you're putting your finger up your bum, you know, which wouldn't be bad anyway.
Exactly.
You could do whatever you want. But you're not like, it's just the bum vinegar that you enjoy.
That's all you're smelling.
Yeah, you know, and
vinegar.
You're allowed to enjoy your own bum vinegar, Jamie. You're allowed.
Fair enough.
Good bad from me.
Well, that is all of your confessions. Jamie, thanks for coming on. I'm so chuffed we got you to do it because we both have done your amazing podcast, Private Parts, which is really good
thanks,
fun.
Guys.
So we hope that you came and had fun with us.
I had a great time. Thanks so much, guys. I appreciate it. I'm glad we learned a lot about each other.
We definitely did.
I always feel closer to the people we have on the podcast afterwards. I feel like we get very
I feel
intimate.
Further away from you, you credit card sniffing, vile human. Guys, so honestly, I really appreciate it. Thanks so much.
You know, I think the shower thing is still weird. Like, I'm going to go and try it, but I'm not happy about it.
Yeah, man. I've always found it a bit of a weird thing. Like, I'm all up for time saving as well. Like, I like things that save me time. If you can do two things at once, which I'm not very good at naturally. But I do find the brushing the teeth in the shower thing weird. I like the cold water.
Now, Jamie Lang came on, gave us some great confessions, which we were very grateful for. But the thing I love the most is the confessions people who listen to the podcast send in to us. I have one this week that I would like to share with you, Matt, if you don't mind.
No, I don't mind.
So the confession is, I keep the same piece of chewing gum and chew it for days at a time.
Okay. So the same piece of chewing gum. I didn't even know that was possible. Like, I thought eventually it would just turn to mush. I'm not sure why. Because, like, is it just because you want to save cash by not buying more gum? Or is it because You just enjoy having that old piece of skank in your mouth for a long period of time. If it's the second, then it's bad, bad. If it's the first, it's all right. Just saving cash.
I think even if you're saving cash, like, just don't do gum. I think it's bad, bad either way. It's just weird. Like, having gum that goes off is manky when it doesn't taste of anything. Bad, bad. The mint's the only good reason.
Yeah, but you're right. Bad, bad.
Thank you very much for listening. We will be back next week with another amazing guest.
See you next week. Peace out.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Do you ever feel like your brain is on overdrive and your mind is constantly racing? The plans, worries, and to-do lists are never ending. Calm can help your mind take a break from the noise by softening anxiety symptoms in the moment and helping you cope with day-to-day stressors. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/stressless. Go to calm.com/stressless for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/stressless.